nosotros no estaríamos dispuestos.
Iceland's prime minister has resigned, becoming the first major casualty of the Panama Papers revelations. Leaked documents from the Panama-based law firm Mossack Fonseca revealed that the prime minister, Sigmundur David Gunnlaugsson, owned an offshore company with his wife, which he failed to declare when he entered parliament. He's accused of concealing millions of dollars worth of family assets. Gunnlaugsson's resignation followed the largest public demonstrations in Iceland's history. We'll go to Reykjavik for more on Iceland later in the broadcast. Meanwhile, President Obama's spoken out about the Panama Papers while urging Congress to close tax loopholes known as inversions, in which U.S. corporations agree to be bought by foreign companies simply to avoid paying U.S. taxes. The Treasury Department has unveiled new regulations to try to limit this process. On Tuesday, Obama said that many in the United States were taking advantage of legal loopholes to avoid U.S. taxes.
We've had another reminder in this big dump of data coming out of Panama that tax avoidance is a big global problem. It's not unique to other countries because, frankly, there are folks here in America who are taking advantage of the same stuff. A lot of it's legal, but that's exactly the problem. It's not that they're breaking the laws, it's that the laws are so poorly designed that they allow people, if they've got enough lawyers and enough accountants, to wiggle out of responsibilities that ordinary citizens are having to abide by.
Also on Tuesday, pharmaceutical giant Pfizer reportedly decided to abandon plans to merge with the Ireland-based drug maker Allergan following the unveiling of the Treasury Department's new rules. The deal would have allowed Pfizer to avoid billions in U.S. taxes and would have been one of the largest corporate inversions in U.S. history. This comes as the Panama Papers have revealed at least 200 U.S. citizens who use the Panama-based law firm Mossack Fonseca, the world's fourth-largest offshore law firm. The list includes Robert Miracle of Bellevue, Washington, who's serving a 13-year sentence for a multi-million-dollar Ponzi scheme based on investments in Indonesian oil fields, and Benjamin Wei, head of the private equity firm New York Global Group. Wei was indicted last year on securities fraud. Since the beginning of the publication of the Panama Papers on Sunday, many have questioned why more U.S. citizens and companies have not been named in the articles analyzing more than 11.5 million secret files. You can go to democracynow.org to see our full discussion about the Panama Papers yesterday. In Europe, refugees continue to stage protests to demand countries reopen their borders. On Tuesday, a group of refugees set up an encampment along the major highway E75 near the Greece-Macedonia border, blocking traffic for hours. This comes as the United Nations Refugee Agency is raising new questions about whether Greece is deporting refugees back to Turkey before they've had a chance to apply for asylum. Under the controversial European Union plan, Greece is supposed to process all refugees' asylum claims and only deport people if their claims are rejected. But the UN says Greek police did not process the claims of at least 13 of the 202 refugees deported to Turkey Monday, the first day the deal was put into practice. Meanwhile, the United States has deported 85 refugees from Bangladesh, India, and Nepal who were seeking asylum after fleeing repression and violence in their home countries. On Sunday, immigration advocates say they received a call from one of the men before the mass deportation who said, quote, "My family's already been visited by the police in India where they abuse my family and threaten what they will teach me a lesson when I am returned," unquote. After the deportation, Bernie Sanders issued a statement saying, quote, "Deportation can be a death sentence to detain minors, parents and asylum seekers," end quote. Some of the men deported from Corrections Corporations of America's Florence Correctional Center in Arizona Sunday night had participated in a series of hunger strikes last year to demand their release from the for-profit detention centers. The Puerto Rican Senate and the House of Representatives have both passed an emergency declaration authorizing the governor to suspend payments on